My name is Valerie Gaines. I am 14 years old. Today is March 20th, 2018, and I'm speaking with Amber, who is my mother. We are recording this interview in Grants Pass, Oregon. What is something you are passionate about?
I'm passionate about a lot of things, but mainly I'm very passionate about kids.
Why is this?
I don't know. Ever since I was younger, I started babysitting when I was like 8, and I fell in love with little kids. And I remember to this forever, I wanted to have kids, but not too young, of course. But their minds are so interesting. They're just little sponges. And as much as you can teach them, they can still teach you plenty.
This is true. Tell me the story of how you met Dad.
Your dad was actually living with our neighbor at the time, and I was walking with her. So I went next door to get her to go on a walk. And your dad was sitting in the front yard, and I didn't notice him at first, and he had said something. And I had replied to him, but it wasn't very kind, so it was kind of funny, actually, because I was very mean to your dad at first. Secretly, I had a crush on him, but that was okay. But from there, we hung out a few times, and we just kind of did the whole back and forth, we're friends, and he finally told your Uncle Bryce that he liked me, but he was too scared to ask me out because he already had 2 kids. My little brother started laughing hysterically at him, and he said, "What's so funny?" And Bryce said, "My sister loves kids. I don't understand what you're afraid of. Just go ask her out already." So we went on our first date, and we've been together ever since, which is almost 10 years this year.
Yay! After you met me, what was I like as a child, as a growing child?
You were 3 years old. You were infatuated with the color pink, and you loved your baby dolls. You're a very bright young girl who, at the age of 3 and a half, almost 4, knew the whole alphabet and sign language. It's interesting. You're very lovable, and everybody loved you because you had blonde hair and blue eyes. But you were a really good kid, too.
Except for that one time when I wrote ABCs on the back of the couch.
This is very true. You did write the alphabet on the back of the couch. It's a good thing we could put it up against the wall so nobody could see it.
It was like it was never happened.
Exactly.
Can you tell me about one of your happiest memories of me as a child?
Okay. One of my happiest memories of you. There are so many to choose from.
How about one from when
Which
I was
one
in
was
kindergarten
it?
Or in school?
No. My happiest memory. There's so many of them. I think it has to be the first time that you called me mom.
I do not remember that.
Yep. I actually had to go take you back to your mom. And I told you that it was a little early. And you insisted on it. And I told you that as long as you asked your regular mom, then it would be okay with me. And you asked her, and she said, "Only if I'm not around." And you turned around and said, "Mom!" And she said, I'm right here." And you said, "Not you, my real mom." And from then on, I was your real mom, and she was your regular mom. It was cute and funny and innocent.
My regular mom.
But that was probably my favorite memory.
I don't remember that.
Yep.
It's probably when I was like itty bitty.
You were. You were only four.
Yeah. Can you tell me about one of your least happy memories of me as a child?
That would be the day that you threw a temper tantrum over the fact that you couldn't have candy, and I told you to go lay on your bed and told me no. So I picked you up and I took you to your room and I said you could sit on your bed until you were done. And then you started throwing a bigger fit and you kicked me in the face. That was probably my least favorite memory.
That would be my least favorite memory if I remembered it. Wow, I didn't know I was that big of a fit thrower as a child.
You did. You threw a little fit here and there, but that's what toddlers do.
We all did it.
This is very true.
What are your wishes for me as I become an adult?
Well, I wish, my hope that you grow into a wonderful young woman like you are, and you stay in school, and you get good grades. Excuse me. And that you hopefully one day choose a career path that excites you and interests you, and we're praying and hoping and, you know, that you just choose and you take the path to go to college and get a degree in something that you feel passionate about.
I think my heart's pretty much set on being a veterinarian. That or being a photographer. Those are my two. I think photography is going to be my hobby, one of my hobbies, and then I'll be a vet.
That's a very good choice.
For life, basically. How would you describe me to someone who has never met me?
Let's see, she's fun, she has a bubbly personality, she's quiet, she keeps to herself most of the time, she's shy until you get to know her, and of course she has what every girl wants, blonde hair and blue eyes.
And ridiculously long eyelashes.
Absolutely.
In your life now, what motivates you?
My children.
Why is this?
Because you guys, you and your brother and your sister, are my entire life. You guys drive me every day. Whether it's crazy or insane or lovingly, you guys are my whole world. Literally. Well, Dad's in there too. Don't forget Dad.
We won't forget about Dad.
No, I love kids and I'm passionate and I've been here through a lot of things with you guys and your brother and sisters and your dad, and we all get along and I think we're a pretty good family. But my children definitely motivate me more than anything.
That's good to know. What frustrates you in life now?
Frustration. As an adult, I would have to say every day, you know, you think you get a bed when you're a kid. And you have to go to high school every day, and you have to do your chores every day. But I think the most frustrating thing is to look back and remember when I could have been 15 again. Let's be 15 again. Because when you have to take care of the bills and make sure everything gets paid on time, I'd have to say money is probably the biggest stressor in a lot of parents' lives.
Yeah.
But thankfully, you know, Dad works pretty good and we do just fine. But there are times when I stress over money.
Yeah. I think we all do at some point. Actually, I know we all do at some point. How did you meet your best friend?
I met my best friend now, which is Aunt Lindsay, as you call her. in college. We went to the same college together.
Were you guys in the same class?
We had a class, a couple different classes together. And then, see, we would hang out and study together. And one thing led to another, and we've been best friends for a long time. And I wouldn't change that for the world.
And Lindsay is pretty cool, so I applaud you on that one.
She is a really good friend.
Was your experience in high school good or bad?
Good.
Why?
High school was pretty simple. I just went to class, did my work. I didn't worry about popularity. I was more of a social butterfly than anything. I never stuck to one crowd. I had friends in, as they would say, multiple different categories in high school, classifications, whatever you want to call them. But I had friends in all of them, and it didn't matter to me if, you know, you were the one person sitting by yourself at the table, I'd still talk to you because that's who I was. I was the friend to everybody. High school was neat, fun, and interesting, and it was kind of like my sanctuary to get away from home.
Yes, I agree with that.
You only have 2 siblings. I had 6.
This is true. They are very annoying sometimes. What did you do as a teenager my age?
See, as a teenager,
like your hobby.
Your age at 14, what did I do? Think about this. I would hang out with my best friend at the time, which her name was Abby. And what did we do? Of course, we talked to boys all night on the phone secretly. Don't tell anybody that. No, just kidding. Nah, it's just one of my really good friends. We still talk every now and then, but we used to talk all the time. But at, let's see, your age, I was in the color guard in high school. And then I twirled at the halftime shows at the football game. And that was my hobby, was twirling.
Was that one of the best things you did in high school?
I think that was one of them, but that one and journalism. Journalism was amazing. I loved it. We went on a field trip to San Francisco, and that was really cool because then we got to meet other journalists. That actually made a career out of it. So it was kind of neat and fun and intriguing. So.
Something new, kind of.
Mm-hmm. Something new, a getaway, a little vacation.
Yeah.
But no, it was really neat.
What were you like in high school?
I thought we just went over this. I was an AB student. And I was a social butterfly. I had friends in every group. And I was the one person that would friend somebody who needed a friend. The odd person out. I was always the one to talk to the odd person. I remember I had this, there was a guy who went to our school. And I didn't realize it at the time, but his younger brother was actually his name was Chad, but he was like on the basketball team and all the girls fawned over him and he was just so gorgeous. But then he had this older brother in high school. His name was Richard, but he actually, do you know the Hunchback of Notre Dame?
No, I do not.
The movie? Mm-hmm. No? Well, it's actually a case of scoliosis is what it's called. And it's called a hunchback. It's where the ribs fuse together on one side of your body and cause your shoulder to pop up and you become like a hunchback. Mm-hmm. Well, he was one of my really good friends in high school, and nobody really wanted to be his friend, but I was always his friend. We did everything together.
Sounds,
that's the way I was.
Sounds kind of like me in a way. I'm pretty, not really a social butterfly, but I do know a lot of people, and I try to make sure that the people who are alone, like during lunch or something, have a person to be with.
And that's good. And I have not changed that about me in my lifetime yet. I still help people to this day, as you know.
Yep. Which is good, but at the same time can be bad, especially if you want to help too much. Because you are mom and you love to do that.
Sometimes. Some people need the help.
Yeah. Where was the best trip of your life at?
I think the best trip of my life. Oh, you mean like the best time I ever traveled, or?
Yes.
The best.
So far in your life.
Like the best vacation, or the best thing I ever did in my life, or?
The best vacation. So far in your life.
I think the best vacation I ever took, we went to Mexico. And that was pretty fun, exciting. I actually went with your grandpa and Jared. And we went to Mexico, and which is weird because my dad wouldn't let me walk by any alleys at the time. He was always afraid. He had to stand on one side, and Uncle Jared had to stand on the other side. Because you never know who's going to snatch you down the alley. That's yeah. What he has said every time. But it was neat, and it was fun to see a different culture in life and to see how people live and to know that, you know, here in America that we are privileged. And if you go to Mexico and you look down there, it's especially at some of the more poverty cities, mm-hmm. to learn that, wow, life could be so different.
Yeah. People take for granted what we have and don't think about what other people don't have, and we do.
Yep.
When did you know you wanted to marry Dad?
When he asked me.
How did you know? Like, before he asked you.
I knew, it's going to be sound like so cliche and awkward, but I told your Uncle Bryce that I was going to marry your dad before we started dating.
How is that even possible?
I just had that feeling. I said, I'm going to marry that guy someday. And Uncle Bryce said, you're weird. I said, I don't know. I just have that feeling.
Yeah. Never heard of that before. Yeah. Never heard someone say that. That's interesting.
Mm-hmm.
What family tradition do you cherish the most?
Pajamas on Christmas Eve.
I was thinking the same thing. That's like one of my favorite family traditions. Why? Why is this your favorite?
Because that tradition goes back to when your Nana was a little girl. And it's carried on ever since. Even though you know what you're getting, you're still excited to find out what pajamas you get.
Yeah.
We all sit there and laugh and tell Christmas stories, bedtime stories, and have chocolate milk and stuff. So it's not necessarily just the pajamas, but the tradition behind it.
The family.
The family aspect of it. Of having spaghetti or some weird off-the-wall thing for Christmas Eve for dinner. And then having hot cocoa and telling Christmas stories and
watching Christmas movies.
One of my favorite things. It's all about family. Yep, it's my favorite tradition.
Yeah, that's definitely one of mine too. That shall be carried on through generations to come.
Yeah, in fact, I think Nina, on your dad's side, now they do the same tradition as well.
Good. It'll be carried down even more. Mm-hmm. Woo! Extra. How would your parents have described you as a teenager or a child?
Outgoing, friendly, shy until you get to know me kind of thing.
That must be where I get it from.
Must be. I was. I had a lot of, like, friends at school and stuff, but for my main friends, I pretty much stuck to the same ones for all through junior high and high school. But talking to other people and having a lot of acquaintances are different, but best friends stay with you forever.
Yep.
Your true friends.
True friends.
Mm-hmm.
What do you remember most about your childhood? It's the one thing that you really remember, you'll probably never forget.
See, as you know, I grew up in a not-so-wealthy family, and food was very scarce. My mom was a single mom, of course, and she had 7 kids. So my most cherishable memory, it's going to sound odd, was my mom was at work, and I didn't have anything to feed my siblings. So, and I'm in the middle of all of them, as you know. So they had a carnival at the elementary school that the kids went to. So we walked up to the carnival, and there was, like, this cakewalk. And so we did a cakewalk, and the kids were excited because we had cake for dinner.
Yeah.
But that was probably my most cherished memory there. As a kid is learning, you know, coming up with different things for the kids, and I could probably make something out of nothing, as my younger siblings would call it, Amber's concoctions.
I still call them that today.
It is something that is carried on forever.
Yep.
The funny part is they taste good.
That's the good part, though.
It is.
If you had to start over, what path would you take?
If I had to start over?
Just out of high school.
Just out of high school.
And you had, like, your first job, or...
Well, just out of high school, I probably would have went to college for something other, because I actually went to college for one thing, and became a licensed massage therapist, and I did that for a while, actually. But if I would have known then what I know now, I would have just got my teaching degree like I originally wanted to, which I later on in life went to do. But because Nana got so sick, and everything happened all at once, when I was going to college to be a teacher, I had to stop so that I can take care of your Aunt Titi, who is 15 and going through a very hard time in her life. So that was difficult, but I would probably went to college right after high school. For a teacher, anyway.
Would you rather teach high school, middle school, or elementary school?
I love elementary or middle school. High school is fine, too. I don't know. I like kids of all ages, to be honest with you. I would probably start off in, like, elementary school and work my way up to high school. I know. It's weird, but true. I love kids. You know, when they're little, they're like little imagination sponges. And they absorb, and you can teach them whatever you want. And they listen, and sometimes they throw fits, but they get there. In junior high, you have the phase where they tend to be a little rebellious. In high school, it's cut and dry. They're black and white. They're either good or they're bad. Then sometimes they have wacky emotions called hormones, but, you know. Other than that, I don't know. I love them all.
interesting. Looking back on your life, what are you most or least proud of?
Looking back on my life, I'm most proud of your grandpa.
Why?
Because I didn't meet him until I was 15.
That's... Wow. How could you go 15 years without meeting your own father?
Well, actually, I didn't even know my true last name until I was in junior high, so... I thought my last name was Peterson for the longest time until I got to junior high, and I actually got in trouble for writing my last name, and they told me that I had to write it correctly as it was on my enrollment papers, and I had no idea what they were talking about.
So did you go to the front office and ask them?
They made me go to the front office. I had to wait for my mom to get there. And she had to explain to me why I had to use this new last name that I had never even really heard of.
Because it
was my dad's last name. And I didn't know his last name.
Wow, that's insane. That's cool, I guess, kind of, in a way. I don't know.
It was alright. It was different. I didn't know what was going on. They kept telling me, use your right last name. I'm like, that is my last name.
What are you talking about?
So, you know, Nana had to come down and explain it to me and tell me what was going on. And then shortly after that, when I was 15, I got more curious about my dad and asked my mom who he was and that I wanted to meet him and stuff. And she said, no, no, no. And so, of course, I did what any teenager would do. I talked to what was my best friend at the time, her mom, and she pretty much found my dad for me. And I talked to him, and my mom was really upset at first, but then she wasn't so upset. I think she was more upset at the fact that she kind of left when, you know, I was a baby, and the fact that I found him and he was excited, you know, was different. I don't know what her reasonings truly were, but I'm sure she had good ones at the time. But nowadays, I wouldn't take it back for anything because I call him for everything. We talk almost every day.
Good relationship. What are you least proud of looking back?
What am I least proud of? In the sense of what? Of my life? What I've accomplished? Or, like...
What you've done and you wish you haven't done. What you wish you would have spent less time doing.
Well, I didn't. The one thing that I wish I would have done is went to college after high school, honestly.
Mm-hmm.
Because that would have saved me a lot of time and probably a lot of different things.
Yeah.
Then, or now, actually. So, but it's never too late to go back.
Nope. Is there anything else you would like to add to this interview to make it finished?
Let's see. What didn't you ask me yet? What's a question that you have that you want answered? What have you been curious about?
What amazes you about me most?
The fact that you're highly intelligent and you, your brother and sister may annoy you sometimes, but you have a lot of patience because you truly love kids too.
I do. If I could... If I had, like, time and a car and stuff, I would be a babysitter, but, you know, school and no vehicle and no way to get transported unless I have mom or dad, that's just too difficult.
That's true.
Well, thank you for letting me find out new things about you that I didn't already know. This interview was interesting and I had fun. And maybe I could do it again sometime.
Maybe. You're welcome, and I hope you learned new things.